All right, Scott Haney on the show. Good morning, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Good. AJ's here, too.
I want to thank Phil for ignoring me at the CBA Awards.
Yeah, I see enough of you already.
I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, congratulations on your...
And congratulations to you as well.
Thank you.
Yay.
Our congratulations go all around.
Yes. Dana did a tremendous induction.
Are you under the weather? You sound a little...
Who, me?
Yeah.
I was sick last weekend.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I feel great.
You
I
look fine.
I don't know why so...
Yeah.
Ask AJ how he's doing.
AJ, how are you doing?
I'm sitting in a toilet on the second floor.
No, come on, seriously?
Seriously.
What's wrong?
Well, it was
nothing. He's just fine.
It sounds like such a simple question, doesn't it?
Right. The usual reason why you sit in a toilet.
Oh, that's disgusting. Cut his mic.
It's okay.
Oh, my God. I didn't know this was the dysentery inn.
So last week he was out because he became a bazooka. It was coming out both ends.
Bad burrito.
Oh, no. You got to be kidding me.
I think it's way more than that. AJ just thought it was food poisoning, but now here we're having another bout. It's not coming both ends, but, you know.
Oh, it's not another hernia, is it?
Well, I do have two hernias, yes.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
Everything.
This is sort of the reaction. Once you start asking that question.
Yeah.
And that's just unbelievable. Very sorry to hear that.
I know. I feel like we need to take the car in the garage and completely strip it down and rebuild it. You know what I mean? We can't We can't just change the alternator, send it back out. All right, now it's the radiator. Now it's the transmission. Yeah, just take the car apart and put it back together.
100%.
Right now, except for the exhaust.
Oh, my God. All right. I can't believe you have engineers in the bathroom with him. That's hazard pay.
Yeah, that is. Okay, so back to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
what a nice night. Right?
Easy transition there.
Yeah, Dana did a good job inducting you, and then you crushed it when you went up.
Oh, thank you. You guys did. It was just such a wonderful night. I was that stuff doesn't happen to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
It always happens to somebody else, and I'm the one giving the award, not getting the award. So I was like, oh, my God, this is really exciting.
I got a chance to say hi to your mom. She looks great.
Doesn't she? Hang on a minute. Kara's calling. Hang on a second.
Hi.
Kara, it's Scott Haney. You're live on WPLR.
Oh, hi, Kaz and AJ.
Hi.
I'm at work. I was wondering if you could bring it to us, too. You're not coming where I'm going.
No. Goodbye.
Wait. No. Hold it.
No. Too late. She's gone.
I wanted to see if she could guess where AJ is.
Oh, God in heaven. She would totally guess in 6 minutes because she works with me.
Gotcha.
Yes. The apple does not fall far from tree. AJ.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Phil has a problem with one of your coworkers.
Ooh.
It was a lot of waiting getting through the parking lot into the event for the Hall of Fame behind car. And the passenger goes to get out. And I'm like, oh, I recognize that person. So I was looking forward to waving. And then it's in the car, out of the car, in the car, out of the car, looking at this, adjusting this, phone down, phone up, door closed, door open. Would you like to guess?
Now, when phone was up and phone was down, was she looking at herself?
I don't know if the camera was on. I don't know if it was a front-facing camera. I'm not sure if she was waiting for somebody else. I gave a clue there.
But did it look like she was checking for a text or she was using it as a mirror?
Not sure. I wasn't really paying attention to the details.
You were too annoyed.
Well, the car pulled up and pulled a little to the right to where I thought they were just going to get out of the passenger side, go into the event,
and the
car was
going
to... So I waited because I didn't want to be... next to the car when it swings left and now I'm in their way, right? So I'm waiting And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. I'm like, I have no idea what is taking so long. So I just finally went around, like, after 2 minutes.
2 minutes is a long time to sit in a car.
It felt like a lot longer.
It feels like a lot longer. You want to guess who it was?
Oh, no. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I feel bad.
No, I don't feel bad.
Do you think you know who it is?
Is it her?
No, I really don't. One person comes to mind, and I don't think it was her.
Caitlin Francis.
You are kidding.
In and out and up and down and in the phone and out of the phone.
Oh, that makes total sense. Oh, my God.
She's a TV personality. She does want to make an entrance,
yes,
right?
Definitely.
She wants to make an entrance is right.
And she God, did look fantastic. So whatever she, I mean, she looked way better than I did that night.
That's the first time I saw her in person. I thought she looked great.
Yeah, she knocked it out of the park.
She did.
That night. Yeah. They all did. Everybody from everybody looked great. Even Channel 8, they all looked great. Channel 30, a couple of people came over to me from the other stations, which I just thought was so nice. So it's competition, but when it comes down to it, we're all friends.
We're all in the same thing. We all get
we're all
it.
In
we
the know, same
we
thing.
Understand the struggle.
Exactly. The fight is real.
We're just trying to do our thing. And, boy, that general manager AJ, was that you?
Yes, and I'm struggling right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The general manager from Channel 8?
Yeah. Back to us. The general manager from News 8 does not hide his love for you.
No, he does not.
Now, he would hire you in a second.
In a millimeter. I'm not even sure.
Yeah, less than a second. The shortest period of time you could measure.
Yes. Yeah. He was so funny. He got up there and my mouth just dropped after he was like saying some of the things he was saying. I was like, okay, all right, very good. I was like, okay.
No, but
good.
We like that. I like seeing that. No. It used to be more like that, managers would say, you're hot. I want you on my team.
Right.
It's a great feeling.
Right. Yeah, it is. It's very flattering. But he's such a great guy. I love Rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's super, super nice. He's always been nice to me. And so it was good. It was a fun night. I'm glad you guys won your awards. It was terrific. I was like, come on. And you did, and I was so excited.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Did you hear, I said, it's nice to win an award for the toy drive because part of my life in the beginning was on the receiving end.
And somebody laughed or somebody said something.
It was Raven.
In our own building.
He's a personality in the building.
Raven.
Yeah. I think he was making I think he was helping me.
I think he was trying to help you, and it didn't go well.
Right. He didn't realize I wasn't telling a joke. I think he was trying to support me with some laughter.
It actually went to a nice moment. I thought you handled it well.
Yeah.
No, I'm being serious, Raven.
No, you did. You handled it very well.
Yeah.
That's funny.
AJ, how you doing in there?
I'm good, thank you.
You getting ready to wrap up?
Yes, I am.
All right, very good. AJ's back in the studio.
Hello.
Oh, thank God.
Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the phone.
Yep.
When is the toy drive? Do we have a date? We
December
have a date, right?
13th.
Oh, is that late?
It's right around,
usual time.
Yeah. Usually
December
second.
13th.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We haven't announced it yet, so don't tell anyone.
Right, don't say anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not on the air yet. Okay.
Right.
Well, we are, but just don't tell anyone.
Yes, don't say anything.
I won't tell anybody.
No.
Yeah, so the boss texted. You could tell AJ to go home if he needs to.
That was very nice of him.
Yeah. And then my wife, who's a nurse, is on the phone. Jennifer?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, on with Scott Haney.
Hey, Jen.
Hello, Scott.
Miss you like no other.
I need you like the flowers need the rain.
It's turned into a bad poem.
I'm so glad I came back for this.
I need you like the flowers need the rain.
I need you.
And Jennifer, why did you call?
I had an opinion on my buddy AJ.
Oh,
okay.
No, here's a thought. So the most efficient, and I stress the word efficient, plan would be to go to the emergency room, and I'll tell you why. Because you're having unintentional weight loss, you've had a change in bowel habits, those are things that need to be looked further into. And once you're admitted, they can consult different doctors that can come in and offer an opinion. It would just be doing a lot in one visit. You can have a colonoscopy as an inpatient or whatever other testing they'd want you to have.
Right.
They can really not only offer an opinion, but they can offer a diaper.
Yes.
You mean that garbage bag that he has on now isn't good enough?
Right? No, that's not good.
Okay.
And he has a pocket for his cell phone, though.
You don't sound great, AJ. That's the thing. You don't even sound good.
No. Well, it's been kind of a rough ride for the last couple hours.
Last couple of years.
Oh my God,
let's put it right.
All right.
Let's just take that into account. Last
okay.
couple of years.
Yeah. It's been diverticulitis, multiple hernia surgeries, broken toe.
Epididymitis.
That's yeah. right. That's right.
That one.
I can't even pronounce that one. Yeah.
Epididymitis. So I don't even know what that is.
I don't know.
Oh, don't look it up.
So you're suggesting the emergency room.
For most efficient help, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really would be the most efficient plan to get the most answers in a short amount of time.
Right.
I mean, it really is.
You just got to tell them everything that's happening, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're the person that does that. You know?
Don't go to a busy emergency room, though. You don't want to bump people who really need the care.
Right. Exactly. I'm just a pain in the ass. I'm just a pain in the ass.
No, I know what he means. Like, if you know, you don't want people rolling in on a stretcher. Like, oh, hold on, you got to wait because AJ's, you know, got this, you know, right. ass problem.
With a sucking chest wound, yeah. But my heart fell out.
Oh.
Your poor hiney hole.
Oh, God, yeah.
All right, hon, thank you.
Okay, love you, bye.
All right, love you, bye.
Like
the flowers need the rain, you know I need you.
Who's that, America?
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I love this song.
Really?
I can tell you, same.
Terrible.
Sister Golden Hair, I like. That's the only song from America.
Venture Highway's going, too.
We got a question for Scott Haney on the phone.
Oh,
should I take it?
Oh, all right, let's go.
Aaron, Terryville.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
It's a woman. They tend to be nicer to me. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Scott, I'm not sure if it's going to be a nice question.
Oh,
but,
no.
But why would you do this, Aaron? Why would you put us in this situation?
Because I need answers, because every time I think about it, just more questions come up.
Now, you sound friendly.
I don't know.
You sound nice. You sound like a nice person. Are you going to change our opinion on that now? That's a yes.
So me and my husband were talking last night, and I said, the next time Scott comes on Chaz and AJ, I need to talk directly to the source. I heard a few years back you ate cat vomit from the floor.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely true.
It went worldwide.
Can you make it make sense to me, please? First of all, why are you picking something up off the floor and eating it? Number two, it's vomit.
Okay, so I thought it was grape nuts because I was eating grape nuts that day, and I thought it had fallen on the floor. So for shock value, just to make my coworkers laugh, I picked it up off the floor and ate it, but it was really dried up cat vomit that I had stepped in my house, and it cracked off my shoe and onto the floor in the studio. So when I picked it up, it was cat vomit. Yeah, it was really disgusting. It changed my opinion of you. I love you.
Is that recommending it as a home game?
It's almost right up there with Chaz and the doodle on his nose.
All right, let's go.
The dot.
You got to go.
Bye, guys.
Get off the phone.
The dot.
AJ spent the morning on the toilet, and somehow you two guys get in.
This is the worst 30 minutes.
This is beautiful.
If you're trying to have breakfast.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's awful.
You're losing weight. Perfect.
Yeah, that's going on my tombstone. Ate cat puke.
Nice.
Yeah, it has to. How are you going to work it in? It's just going to be on the bottom? Last line?
Yeah, you know where it says, instead of beloved friend, uncle's, but instead of that, it's just going to say a cat puke.
Or those were not grape nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's those better. Were not grape nuts. Yeah.
This is what's trending now. Ladies and gentlemen, those were not grape nuts this. That I ate.
Ugh.
I kept finding more and more of it on the floor, and I thought it was grape nuts because it looked just like it. My cat threw up, and I must have stepped in it. And that's
so
what I
disgusting.
Ate.
Disgusting.
I thought it was grape nuts. I ate cat vomit. Right here on television. It's disgusting. It's on the bottom of my shoe. And I thought it was grape nuts. And it's cat vomit. I'm going to throw up.
Some more grape nuts.
I love the high pitch. It's
yeah,
horrifying.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. It was rubbery and warm.
Oh,
I don't need any more descriptive.
descriptive. I'll never forget the taste.
That's great for stuffing, but no.
Yeah, incredible. Just and really incredible.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, you doing anything for the weekend?
I'm going to the game, the UConn game. Come on out to the fan zone and say hello.
Oh, fun.
I'll be there at 2 o'clock with Nicole Nalepa.
Good.
So we're gonna go to the fan zone, and then I'm going to a Halloween party Saturday night, and then Sunday I'm playing golf.
Nice.
What do you think of that?
Perfect weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Sounds like a Hall of Fame weekend.
AJ's probably on the toilet all day.
Probably. Yep.
We're doing our Monsters Ball tonight, which is our costume contest and party, and it's sold out. Oh. And then I'm getting on a plane at 7 a.m. and going out to Game 2 of the World Series in L.A.
Stop it. You are
Chaz.
Not.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, my God, you buried the lead.
And then Sunday, I'm flying back, and I'm getting in a car with Vince, who's a comedian who smokes a lot of weed, and he's my ride back from the airport.
Nice.
Sunday.
Oh, my God. Good God bless.
Keep the windows. What will the temperature be at around 11:15 p.m. Sunday night?
It's going to be really, really cold.
Damn it.
Yeah, we're talking about the chilliest morning of the season thus far, Monday morning. So by Sunday night, those temperatures start dropping.
Ask Vince to bring one of his wrestling robes for you.
Oh, my God. You better be careful.
Sure, he's got a Macho Man something for
you. All right. Scott's got to go do a live hit. And thank you, Scott.
I'll be at a Hemlock RV in Southington. Come on out and say hello.
Oh, cool. Fun. All right. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
All right. Thank you.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Adam Ferrara, Joe Curry in studio. We're at Comics Mohegan Sun tonight and tomorrow. We're linked up at WPLR.com. These guys have known each other since they were before stand-up.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Working at a fence company together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe, you were the boss?
Yeah, I was his boss. And, yeah, he could be a handful.
Thanks.
I sent him home one day.
Thank you.
This is, how old are you guys? This is, because you've had, Adam, a very long career.
Yes. Yeah. It's the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
This is it. It's all coming to an end.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was, we had a fence truck that he took the windshield wipers and put the squirters out where he could squirt people.
Nice.
And there was a rumor going around that he was doing this, and I didn't know, so I'm like, all right, let me go take a ride with him. And I go take a ride with him, and he starts doing it. And I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, and was squirting people all over town.
It was this giant, it was an Iveco flatbed.
Flatbed
truck with a flat nose. So you take a screwdriver and you turn it.
Turn them.
So the one on the driver's side goes straight out, and the one on the passenger side goes to the right.
Yep.
So that's great.
So I had a gunship. So I filled up the tank with water, you know, instead of washer fluid. And I was just walking around just spraying people. I was like, look what I can do.
And I heard about it, and I'm like, I'm riding around. I'm like, squirt that guy. Get that. I go, I don't want to write you up. I'm laughing to him. So we get back. He has to go out and do some more deliveries. Our boss comes downstairs. Where's Adam? I sent him out to do deliveries. I go, what's the problem? I don't know. I see a flatbed truck. He sees a water pistol. I'm getting calls all up and down Route 110.
Yeah.
So he comes back, and I go, he wants to see you upstairs. don't tell him I know.
Yeah.
We'll both be fired.
That's all he cared about. Don't tell him I know. Yeah. I knocked this one lady's son. I was in an intersection. She was making a left right in front of me, so she's inching out in front of the truck. The window's open. I'm like, God wants this to happen. And I figured out where I could use the windshield wiper. If I adjust the windage and elevation, I could use it as an aiming tool. So, okay.
Oh, Jesus.
We have luck. Knocked her glasses right off.
Nice.
But then the name of it, Walt Whitman Fence Company, is right on the front of the truck. So, with the phone number.
Yeah. And that's what I even said. I go, well, how do people know that he's doing? He goes, our company's name and the phone number's on there. They can put two and two together. As soon as they get the windshield wiper fluid out of their eyes, they can figure it out.
Made me laugh.
Made me laugh, too. Didn't make the boss laugh, though. No, I was not happy.
So then how do you guys go from that to comedy?
Well, so we were doing that, and I was I went to an open mic.
What year was that?
July 13th, 1988. Wednesday.
88, okay.
Eastside Comedy Club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Wednesday night. And it was an open mic. And I went, oh, and that's where I got my first big laugh. And I went, oh.
That's it.
That was it.
We all support. We didn't know how to do this. And it's like, how do you do it? I'll go down to the comedy club and ask. I can't go in there. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to find out. And he comes back. He goes, yeah, I'll do an open mic. And then, he did great. Two years later.
Before that, where did the idea to...
I always wanted to be a star. When I was a kid, Evening at the Improv was this weird show you would get.
Yeah.
You never knew when it was going to be on. Yep. It was a guy in front of a brick wall just talking. I was like,
right.
And then I saw Pryor when I was a kid. I went to one, you know, those parties you go to with your parents where your mother gives you the warning in the car, like, you know, your father does business with these people. Don't act like an animal.
Right.
Right.
Don't clog the toilet. Behave yourself. So they were downstairs watching the Richard Pryor concert, and they went upstairs to have coffee. I went back in, rewound it. Push play, standing up, watch the whole thing standing up with my mouth open. And I just remember saying out loud to nobody, I just went,
how old are you?
Look what this man can do. I was about 12.
12.
Like, look what this man can do with just a microphone.
Right.
And I didn't know I was going to do it. I just knew that. I remember saying, this is important. Right. I don't know what it is, but this is important.
Which Richard Pryor special was it?
The one when Patti LaBelle opened him. The one at Santa Monica concert when Patti LaBelle opened for him. Yeah. Yeah, it was just, that was amazing. And then my aunt gave me a Carlin, George Carlin cassette that she made, which just had random bits on it. And I was walking back and forth on my lawn, just doing the bits in my head. And I didn't know that that's what was happening to me, but those things really
got my
attention.
And then you do an open mic and you get a good laugh. You're like, that's it.
Well, I've never done it. So I was a kid. I was 12 years old. Then I was funny on the bus because that was a defense mechanism.
Yeah, same for AJ.
Yeah.
You could be funny. Yeah.
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 Less ass kicking.
Yeah, less ass kicking. Yep. You know, don't invite it. Yeah.
Right.
Wear the hat.
Don't wear an opposing team's hat and be funny on the bus.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So then we were just funny. And it was a coveted thing when we were growing up because, you know, we worked at a fence company. We would make each other laugh because we didn't have any money to do anything.
And the funny thing about that is the day I meet him, I go to my friend's house, Anthony of Opie and Anthony, and I said, there's a guy that I just started working with. He's hysterical. And he goes, we got our friends. I go, no, you don't
understand.
This is
when he was doing BAB or?
It was before he even got into radio.
Oh, wow.
So it was before any of us were doing anything. So Anthony goes, we got our friends.
Was he in the band Rot Gut?
Yeah, I was the keyboard player in Rot Gut.
You were?
Yeah.
Did you come to the night
show? Yes, I was.
Did you come here?
Yes, I did. We did the OJ song. We did a couple. We did a Michael Jackson parody. Yeah, yeah. I was here. I was in the band.
That was me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
So when we met, I go, this guy, Adam Ferrara, you got to meet him. We got our friend. No, you don't understand. And we were...
What did he mean, we have our friends?
Because we had our crew of friends that we did, you know, we all did jokes, we did bits and stuff like that, and we were very close-knit.
You want to bring a new guy into a comedy troupe.
Right, and Anthony's like, we got our friends. I go, you don't understand.
Yeah, you don't understand.
He's one of us.
This is next level.
And this is 35 years ago, Adam. You know, we've been close friends, and we all went on to do this. So it was pretty cool, pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, not only did he go on to do it, but a very high level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anytime we get an opportunity to work together.
That's great.
Yeah. That's good. That's really cool. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming by.
Always good.
Thank you.
So
thank you
made,
for having
you
us.
Know, look, have I know we made that... a definitive decision? I don't want to leave here.
I'm going to wear it.
You're going
to
wear it.
I'm going
to
wear it.
You have
to.
Do
it. You know what? You have to. It'll bother me if I don't.
You'll never forgive yourself. You will never forgive yourself.
Good. Wear it.
You got to do it.
I got to do it.
Good.
I got to do it. I'm going to let Young Chaz make up his own mind.
Okay.
How old? Oh, we should call him. He's 31.
He's 31. Okay, yeah. Okay, young Chaz.
Young Chaz. Yes.
I know, he's not young anymore.
So you make his own decisions. You wear the hat.
I don't want to become old Chaz, so I'm going to keep calling him young
exactly,
Chaz.
Yes.
So good. Young Chaz will wear the hat, and he'll wheel you in, so then you can go.
That's right. He's a Yankee fan, but not a really committed Yankee fan. He's committed to Vegas, and when the A's move out he's going to be an A's fan. He's going to make the switch. So when we were talking about this on the phone, I said, Phil says we should wear Yankee caps. He goes, I have no problem wearing a Dodgers cap. I'm like, what? I had that moment as a parent where I'm like, where did I screw things
where
right?
did I go wrong? Where have I failed?
You are not
he's not a Yankee fan.
He is.
Right.
But I don't,
it sounds like he's Yankee fan adjacent.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
tell you what, I'd rather wear a Yankee hat in California than a Vegas hat right now. There are pissed California fans.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Adam, thank you so much, man. Always good to see you.
Good to see you, baby.
Anytime, even if you just want to call, we'll do it. Joe, great meeting you.
Thank you. Thank you. Remember
again?
The vodka thing.
Tell Anthony. I will.
Okay. I will.
Nice. All right. They're at Comics Mohegan Sun tonight and tomorrow. We're linked up. Adam Ferrara, Joe Curry.
Do you like my shirt? It's the Red Sox World Champion shirt from 20 years ago.
Huh.
The documentary came out yesterday on Netflix. It's awesome.
Oh. How long is that?
It's three episodes that are 40 minutes about the 2004 comeback. Yeah. And I watched the beginning with my daughter, and then she was like, can we watch something else?
Where do they begin?
They begin when they hire, when the new owners take over in 2001. So they do all the past, the training of Babe Ruth, the Bucky Dent home run, all the Yankees World Series, how they're up. They'd won 26 series to nothing. And then it starts when the new ownership buys and hires Theo Epstein in 2002.
Great.
So then it's going to be the Aaron Boone home run in 2003, and then it will get to the 2004 championship. That's my guess.
That sounds great.
It was great. I loved it so far, the first 20 minutes I watched.
I mean, any Yankee fan who's a baseball fan has to watch that and just love it. I mean, it's far enough away now where it's not painful.
Right.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
All right.
Chaz and AJ, Boss Keith, top five.
Tonight is the sold-out Chaz and AJ's Monsters Ball, and here are the five conversations I don't want to have.
Thank you for that. All right, everybody, pay attention. Do not talk to Keith about any of these things tonight.
You will see me, and you'll want to do one of these five things, and I will not participate.
Okay.
All right, so you ready? Number five, this will be today before the Monsters Ball, which is, I forgot to buy a ticket, can I still get in? Sadly, no. Here's the thing. We announced this on October 1st. If you are a PLR newsletter member, you found out a week earlier. You've basically had a month. We talk about it constantly. You guys talked about it constantly. You made videos constantly. You cannot be mad. The thing sells out every year. This is not a Keith problem. This is a you problem.
Right.
So next year, on October 1st, when we announce again, buy your tickets. They're $13. You have the money. That is two Starbucks drinks.
Have you ever said that to one of your daughters? This is not a dad problem. This is a you problem.
I said it yesterday. So Maddie's SIM card on her phone isn't working, so she can't make phone calls. And I go, this seems like a Maddie problem and not a dad problem. I'll be upstairs. I hope the phone never works, actually. I'll see you in hell. So I think she's going to Verizon today to fix it. I don't know. It's not a Keith problem. It's a Maddie problem.
I got to watch this Red Sox documentary. You're on your own.
I'm very busy. Number four. Any bitching about logistics, parking, sound, band, food, Chaz was mean to me. Everyone's going to have complaints going to an event. I'll have complaints. Don't find me at the event and start complaining. Write them down. Send me an email that
Has
I won't read.
Anyone ever complain to you? At
every event we ever do, all the time.
No one complains about me. They complain about the music.
Most of the time they complain about the parking. Parking is the number one thing people complain about.
That is going to be an issue tonight.
Yes, parking, early. Lines for booze, I get, depending on what the event is.
Okay.
Then, if it's an outside thing, it's cold. Why wasn't this inside? I don't know. It's outside. I can't help you. I don't control the weather, as we've discussed.
I don't control the weather. Right. Another
nice
classic.
In the nice. Sky.
Right, right. So send me an email, Dear Keith, and don't swear in it, because if you swear in your emails, I'm definitely not going to read it.
Okay.
Dear Keith, this thing, I need you to fix this and the other thing. There's not enough food. Okay, eat before you go, man. I don't know. There's fast food places up and down the streets.
There is.
I am not in charge of providing you dinner.
If you're just tuning in, this is the vice president of programming, excited about one of our events tonight.
Yeah, right. Sold out of it.
Looking forward to it.
All right, number three.
It's our A-plus customer service.
Yeah, right. Number three. I have the best costume. I should win the money. It's a big one. All right, here's the thing. I don't care about your costume. I don't care that you worked on it for hours. I don't care you've been thinking about it since last Monsters Ball. Here's my take on costumes. Is it funny? If so, great. If it's not funny, but it took you 7 months to create it, that's on you. Again, not my problem. The guy with the nightstand or whatever, funny. Okay, great. I remember that one. But the person that had seven heads and blah, 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 I don't remember it. I don't care. I don't care if you took a woodworking class to build it. I don't care.
Thanks, Ruth, Keith. Didn't you have multiple heads 1 year?
Did. Only two of them.
Last year you were the Megan doll.
Yes.
Right. See, that was funny. I was like, funny. I remember it, but I don't want to hear it. I spent $1,000. I don't care. That's your fault. You got three other events you could go to try to win the money. Because there's got to be something Saturday, then you could go, whatever, to West Hartford next weekend. There's a million of these events. Number two. Why aren't you dressed up? I will be in some type of Halloween-style t-shirt, and that will be the end. I'm not dressing up. Why? Because this is a holiday for children. My grandfather fought in World War II. Do you think in 1953, when my dad went trick-or-treating, that my grandfather dressed up like Patton or Eisenhower or something? He did not. Once you turn 12, costume life is over. Sorry, Ruth. So I will be in a Halloween-themed something, so you'll know it's me, but that's the end. Not dressing up. Dressing up is stupid.
Grandpa Dakin wouldn't dress up.
He would never. Can you imagine World War II vets living in the suburbs in the 50s, taking their baby boomer kids around? Were they dressed up? They were definitely not dressed up. Nobody. No man.
No one went to a party. An adult party.
They didn't exist in the 50s.
Oh, they didn't have adult parties in the 50s.
They didn't have adult Halloween parties.
Oh, okay.
They didn't, no way.
Yeah, no one dressed up.
I don't think. They were in suits and fedoras trick-or-treating. You've seen movies?
Nobody swapped keys.
This adult dressing up in stupid costumes is a 70s thing that started in the 70s. Nobody in the 50s.
You have no
this.
Facts on that.
I have
You're
no
making
proof.
This up.
I have no,
no proof.
Do not fact check this.
You got rocks trick-or-treating, didn't you?
What's that?
You got rocks when you went trick-or-treating.
I dressed up as a child. I was a Ghostbuster. I was all sorts of things. But when 1988 hit, I stopped wearing costumes because I was 12. That was the end. Number one. There is one exception to all these things. If you're hot and dressed like Sydney Sweeney or a dirty minion, then you will have my attention. Beyond that, I am focused on Coors Lights, having the zoo parties, and just high-fiving weirdos. And that's my plan for the night.
Okay, so if you're dressed hot.
Yes.
You can complain.
Complain. You can talk about
parts.
Talk about how you should win.
You can get a free ticket.
Right, all those things. If you look like Sydney Sweeney tonight, I am available to have these conversations. Beyond that, I'm in the corner, Coors Light, in my Ghostbusters t-shirt.
How much tolerance would you have for a hot minion if they start talking to you in Minion?
Not much. So that's the list. I'll see you all tonight. It should be great. I will be in a great mood.
Jazz and AJ, Boss Keith, Top 5.